This is Pete Nottage.
Unbeknown to everyone present, these desperate scenes were entirely unnecessary. Extraordinarily, in a classic example of left-wing organizing skill, the clipboard on which McDonnell had recorded the nominations was wrong. Corbyn already had 34 names. Unaware of the true situation, the remaining MPs refused to budge. "I admit it, I was on my knees in tears begging them," McDonnell recalled. "It was all a bit emotional. It was."
"Let me stop you there, Joe," I said, interrupting him. "It's not the doctor. My name's Andy. I'm a paramedic working for the GP Out of Hours service. I'm calling with regards to your concern. Can you just confirm what your concern is this morning, please?" I asked, in case there was more to his problem than mere excess flatulence. "I can't stop farting, doctor," he shouted. Before I even had chance to reply to him, I heard down the line once again, followed by another brief moment of silence, and then another. My 8-year-old son Joel comes into my office to ask if there's a worse swear word than f**k. "No," I say. There's a silence. "You're lying," he says. "There's none worse than f**k," I say. Joel narrows his eyes. "I know you're lying," he says. He leaves the room.
Gentlemen, this is lunch, remember? The committee meeting is afterwards. Let's keep it affable."
"Yes, you're right, Steve."
He turned towards Stuart.
"Pass the sugar. Oh, and the cigars, we're a good chap."
He obliged, but less than graciously. At times, he felt like his skivvy.
Major Woods puffed on
his walked through the winter chill, down the track from the olive groves, round by the house. I could see the eggs on the roof, the camel in shadow, the old fishing boat with a cypress tree growing through its hole. The waves were black. Night had come in Cadaqués. It was the 23rd of January, 1989. The sun would rise tomorrow.